This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
So what platforms should people be looking at right now and then, you know, looking out to for the next year or so or 2 years to start like investing in or, you know, putting their time into that or trends that like, so if there's platforms that come up.
Yeah. I think I've become more thoughtful in this answer. I'm pretty excited about answering this because I think I have a nice way to break it down. I want to break it down into organic and paid. When I hear what platforms should people be paying attention to, I used to answer blindly. And I didn't give I didn't answer blindly. I gave the current state, but I didn't break down this point, and I think this will help a lot of people. If you're talking about organic, not running social media ads to achieve whatever you want, then you got to talk TikTok and LinkedIn, because those are the two platforms where you can get organic reach. Every person here with no audience can go make a video, a picture, a written word, post it on those platforms and start building audience, because there's still not enough content to fill the pipes of the consumption. If you're talking ads, now you talk Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube pre-roll, Facebook's a monster, especially if you're targeting 45 to 90-year-olds, Instagram stories and Instagram
90-year-olds.
Well, sure, there's a lot of businesses to sell to 90-year-olds.
Oh my God, are 90-year-olds even on Facebook?
90-year-olds dominate Facebook. Facebook
90?
Yes, 90, sure. One day you'll be 90 and you're going to want to be on the Facebook at the time because you're going to care about your granddaughter and you're going to care about this and you're going to care about issues and and memories and connecting with your long-lost friends from 60 years ago. Nonetheless, it's an organic and paid split. Organic for everybody out there with not the means to run media, it's TikTok and LinkedIn. Media, it's really heavy. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok itself also has a great ad product. LinkedIn does as well, actually, if you're trying to sell B2B. Mm. But YouTube pre-roll, then the chasm opens up, because then they all become underpriced if you really know how to media plan inside of them. Because right now, the biggest companies in the world still don't spend enough on social media platform marketing, which means the ads are underpriced in comparison to programmatic digital or print or radio or television. I think of TikTok and every social network like a television show in the 80s. If you think back to the 80s or to the era of television, when a network or a TV show was the number one hit, everybody wanted to run commercials on it, right?
True.
No brand or company worried if that show would still be big next year. They just knew it was big now. Some shows went on to have 8 years of being big and they ran commercials the whole time. Other shows were only big for 2 years. For me, two things that people don't understand about TikTok. Number one, there's an ungodly amount of 30, 40, and 50-year-olds on the platform. Enormous. Number two, I'm not worried if TikTok's gonna be here in a year or two. If it right now it has an ungodly amount of attention, so I will create for it. The end. You know, all I'm doing is listening all the time. The reason I asked how many people are here are B2B and I see 80% of the hands go up. Now all of a sudden I'm going to talk a lot about LinkedIn because I want to bring as much value to this audience right now when I'm with you. So I think it's context, distribution, things of that nature. You got to know who you're selling to, what you're selling. And then there's, you know, so if you're a consumer product, you have to have a massive Facebook and Instagram, you know, strategy and execution, because it takes up so many people's hours of mind time. It's like, I mean, Facebook and Instagram combined is like running commercials on MASH in the 80s. Everyone's seeing it if you're good at it, you know? And so that's how I think about that. I think for everybody here, if you have ambition, if you have professional ambition, every one of these things that pop up are worth 5 hours of your time. If you're a private person, create a fake account, make it about your business, not you. Create a fake person, I don't care, but learn what people are doing on it and how they're thinking when they're in that room. Because once you understand that Charlie's a different person when he's going through his LinkedIn than he is when he's going through his Facebook, that once you understand that, you're gonna put out different videos and pictures on those platforms. This is real creative strategy. And that's something that a lot of people miss the mark on as well. Everybody just wants to use all these platforms as distribution, Charlie. Everybody's looking for efficiencies. Hey, Gary, can I just make one video and post it everywhere? No, you cannot. Do you act the same way with your grandchildren that you act with your boss, that you do with your girlfriends on your 50th anniversary meetup in Las Vegas? No, you have different angles to your personality. Why would you put the same video on TikTok that you're going to put on LinkedIn. You couldn't be more different with the potential people that are going to be consuming that. You have to make your product, service, and what you're trying to accomplish completely contextually different in those environments. But people value scale and lower, right, versus relevance. I mean, Corey, back to your world, this is my biggest problem with big corporations. They value potential reach over actual consumer relevance, which is why you get one commercial and you get one big media spend, and then you get a little bit of bullshit matching luggage for digital that's usually done on programmatic garbage inventory, and you call it a day, and then everybody's trying to figure out why we're losing market share. It's because we're not consumer centric. Putting the same video on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook is not being consumer friendly. It's being efficient for you on distribution, but you're actually wasting your time more than you're winning because you're not getting to anybody. Back to the vanilla analogy that I told Carol, because nobody gives a shit. I mean, anybody who's watching right now who's in B2B, if you are not taking your content strategy on LinkedIn extremely seriously, you're making a massive mistake. It should be your number one sales channel. It's acting like Facebook 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. What do I mean by that? You create a LinkedIn account, you post content, and you're getting organic awareness. You post and nobody follows you, 1,000 people see it. You can't do that on Instagram. You can't do that on Twitter. You can't do that on Facebook anymore. Besides TikTok, there are only two platforms right now at scale globally that are platforms you can sign up for today, make a video, post it, and 500 people will see it that have never heard of you. Mm-hmm. So for most people who don't have money to amplify every piece of creative or any piece of creative, they rely on organic reach. The problem is all the big platforms, Twitter, YouTube, all these other, organic reach is very difficult because of the saturation of content. LinkedIn right now, whether it's B2B content or B2C content.
What are your thoughts on...
What are good options for
LinkedIn
podcasts?
LinkedIn and TikTok is free organic reach. Where the fuck are you all at? I've been telling you this shit for 18 months.
You have, and I'm wondering.
And I'm not talking about just YouTube. I'm looking at all the faces in here that have ambitions, that want shit to happen, that are trying to get it out here. The fuck are you doing in the Zoom right now?
What about
you could be watching Netflix? You could be playing PS5. You could be listening to some music. You're fucking in here because you want something.
Yes.
And I'm telling you the free shit. I'm not even charging you for this shit. I'm telling you your fucking face. TikTok, LinkedIn. TikTok, LinkedIn. TikTok, LinkedIn. You got a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
I'm asking everybody in here, why the fuck aren't you executing on what I'm telling you? The answer is because you're insecure. The answer is because you're insecure. The answer is because you don't fully believe me. The answer is a million fucking other things, but it's all right in your fucking dome. And I don't know how to get the fuck out of you, but I'm trying a million different ways. I'll go sweet. I'll go different. I'll go like this rant right now because one of you fuckers might do it because this is the moment. I'm doing secret content. I fucking made a secret Zoom for you fuckers tonight. Here we are. I don't need to be doing this shit. I'm dying out here for you guys. I mean it. I want it for you real bad. You know why? Not because I'm fucking Mother Teresa, not because I'm on some altruistic shit, because it's real. It's real as fuck. But I can't help you if you don't fix the fucking well, which is your fucking dome, and if you don't do the shit I tell you. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny, people that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing review reads, Gary is the best. Gary's daily dose of motivation / encouragement helps me and many others continue to grow and move forward each day. I enjoy listening every day and hopefully one day get to attend a Gary V conference. Keep up the great content. Thank you so much for that kind review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.